Jesus thus endeavored to prepare the apostles for the impending shock. The crisis in the public attitude toward him, which was only a few days distant. He explained to the 12 that the religious rulers of Jerusalem would conspire with Herod Antipas to effect their destruction. The 12 began to realize more fully, though not finally, that Jesus was not going to sit on David's throne. They saw more fully that spiritual truth was not to be advanced by material wonders. They began to realize that the feeding of the 5,000 and the popular movement to make Jesus king was the apex of the miracle-seeking, wonder-working expectance of the people and the height of Jesus' acclaim by the populace. They vaguely discerned and dimly foresaw the approaching times of spiritual sifting and cruel adversity. These 12 men were slowly awaking to the realization of the real nature of their task as ambassadors of the kingdom, and they began to gird themselves for the trying and testing ordeals of the last year of the Master's ministry on earth.